Hello, and welcome to Rockstar. I have to be super quiet, so I'm like eating my mic. Tonight was a really, really good night. Everybody was really good, and the cut was extremely hard. But up first is Clary, so enjoy.
Don't you know that we're all alone now? I need something to sing about. Rock and roll, hey, don't you know, baby, we're all alone now. I need something to sing about. Rock and roll, hey, don't you know, baby, we're all alone now. Give me something to sing about.
Nothing compares to a quiet evening alone. Just the one, two of us who's counting.
Welcome to Rockstar's We Choose For You night.
Yay.
And tonight we have Faded guest judging.
Hi.
She used to be here, then she left, and now she's back.
I have a good reason.
We caught her.
It's intense. Clary. I was kidnapped, and yeah, it's a long story.
She was
story.
Kidnapped by tigers.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you know how it happened?
Pirate tigers?
She was rolling around on the ground looking for treasure.
Looking for treasure ball. With orange or something.
Orange ferrets.
That's what orange ferrets. And she was finding money and then she fell through a crack into a den of tigers and
it's true. And they wouldn't let me leave. I told them, I was like, guys, I have to leave to go back to VH, and they were like, never. Tiger. And I was like, no. And it was very sad. It was a long month in the wilderness with the tigers. And yeah.
So do you have all these learning like, their awesome ways. Skills?
Awesome what?
You're like Tarzan, only with tigers.
Oh, I do. I fell in love, and then he ran away with a wolf.
Dun, dun,
it was very sad.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So that's the story of Faded and why she's back. So tonight we choose for you. So I'm relating this to Pokemon, I think, tonight. So if Clary was a Pokemon, she would be Clefairy.
Yay, Clefairy.
And we're going to keep it in this, like, 150 Pokemon, because none of this, like, there's, like, yeah, now 1,000 the other ones, or some shit like that.
That's dumb. I don't recognize the other any of them suck. That look like toasters or whatever. I only recognize the ones that look like animals, so,
you know. That look like toasters. The brave little toaster. The
aren't there some that are like electronics or something? Like Game Boy Con Go or something. I don't know.
I forgot. There's almost like a refrigerator, but I forgot what it's called.
There is? Oh my god.
Yeah.
So maybe we should talk about Clary because we've been talking for like this is like an intro, so just
there's an idea.
Okay. Clary. It's really cool to hear you in a fast song. Faded as our guest judge. Would you like to do the honors of critiquing first?
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's been so long since I critiqued someone. Ahem. Okay. So, Clary, hi. I liked this, but it sounded a little strange to me overall, and I feel like it was maybe your energy level. I feel like you weren't giving as much as you could on a song like this, you know? Because, like, you're singing about your crush, and I didn't get that passion, like, that you wanted to just, like, throw this guy down on a table, and I just can't
have
that
away with him.
I just can't do memory practice. So.
Because, of course, that's what we do with our crushes. We rape them.
Duh. Okay, I just spent, like, 3 hours groping people at rehearsal, so my mind's a little crazy.
Hey, Faded. Hey. I see a table over there. I'll take it against you.
Awesome. Do it. Okay.
Check
so, anyway, so that's what kind of bothered me, that you were missing a lot of the, like, passion in this song and energy, I thought. And, like, I was sad because there was no 2, 3, 4.
Me too, part. I noted that. I was like, no 2, 3, 4, sadness.
That's the best part of the whole song.
I know.
It didn't count. It was so sad. So, yeah. But, I mean, I thought vocally, like, you seemed to hit the notes, so that's good. I just feel like it was a little lacking in those areas for me.
Yeah, I agree. I really loved your effects and harmonies that you had. And I thought you had pretty good energy on the chorus. Like, when you started the chorus, like, the nothing compares to you. Like, you kind of, like, pounded into that, which was nice. Oh, my God. That was really dirty sounding. Keeping with the theme over here.
Look what I've done to your show.
Nasally, yeah, Faded comes and it's a shit show.
I'm sorry.
It felt kind of, like, nasally to me. Like, you were, like, putting on a voice for it. Like, you were trying to sound... Like, it was almost like you were trying to sound energetic by... yeah, I don't know. By, like, being, like... Like, trying to sound like her with that, like, kind of anger.
Yeah, I thought that she was trying to, like, imitate Hayley Williams and kind of, like, channel her energy. But it did sound kind of, like, imitating.
It just sounded a little imitated, yeah.
And it's interesting that you mentioned the chorus, because I forgot I had a note about that. But I'll come back to that later.
Yeah. That was really all I said. I said, like, I don't know. I agree. I think you could have had more energy on it. I think generally you do slow songs. So when you do fast songs, it's, like, really interesting to me. And I wonder if maybe we're so used to your energy, like, the emotion that you bring on a slow song, that when we hear you on a fast song, we, like, have a hard time recognizing it. I don't know. Is that weird? Valk, you should go.
I actually had, like, the reverse note where I thought that you had better energy on the verses than you did on the choruses.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, like, the choruses sounded like you were kind of straining to hit the notes, and it still sounded good, of course, because it's, like, Clary, but it did sound a little kind of off to me somehow. It might have been because you were trying to put on a voice on the choruses and then, like, the rest. I like the whispering crush, but then I didn't like that there was no 2, 3, 4, so, yeah.
Yeah, like, on the chorus, it was weird, because every other line, I thought you didn't have enough energy, but then on the other lines, I thought you did have energy. Like, nothing compares to, I was like, okay, good, and then A Quiet Evening Alone, I was like, oh, and then Just the 1, 2 was good, and then I Was Just Counting On wasn't as good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it almost sounded like she was trying to sing it too straight. Like, she wasn't staccato enough with it. Like, she wasn't, like, because, like, I think one of the things that this song has is that bounce, kind of.
Yeah.
And the whole, like, the A Quiet Evening Alone, like, it's very, like, boom, 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 boom. And for her, she kind of sang it very, like, legato.
Exactly.
I'm using official words.
Yay. Dun, dun, dun.
This critique is like 7 minutes long, so we should stop.
Okay.
We're done.
Up next is Dylan.
Honey, why are you calling me so? It's kinda hard to talk right now. Honey, why you crying's everything okay? I gotta whisper cause I can't be too loud. Well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice. Say my name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. And I never wanna say goodbye. But girl, you make it hard to be faithful. The lips of an angel. Oh. Honey, why are you calling me tonight? Yes, I dreamt of you too. Does he know you're talking to me? Will it start a fight? No, I don't think she has a clue. Oh, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice say my name. Girl, you make it hard to be faithful.
never judged you ever.
Dun dun
dun. I didn't realize that, and then Rach pointed it out, and I was like, uh oh, oh.
She got scared. Like really nervous. And, oh.
Spasms were had.
So if Dylan was a Pokemon, what would he be?
Executor.
Executor.
No, wait.
Executor, yes.
That's for Dylan, in case you don't know. That's the palm tree with the coconuts.
With like three heads.
And it's like executor.
I really wanted to do Shio, dude.
Oh, right. I know. That's better. You can be Geodude.
I don't know which one you'll prefer.
You can choose. Geodude, in case you also don't know, he's a rock with arms that are muscly. And he's like...
He's a floating dude, rock. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he floats. That's cool. I don't know how he does that, but it's magical.
Magnet polarity or something. I don't know.
Rock magic.
Rock.
Dudes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna start critiquing now for legit.
Okay.
Okay, so this seemed a little low for you in some places and a little high for you in some places, and I know that, like, that's a song and you were struggling. But your energy was, like, fantastic. Like, you were all, oh, I'm so gonna get cut. Oh, I'm so bad. I liked this more than Clary's, though. Like, I thought the piano was so gorgeous. I know it sounded like the pianist messed up a little bit in the second verse, and I was laughing about that.
Oh my god, I thought that too. I was like, what, did I make that up?
But there was a couple parts when you had higher parts, and I really liked them. Like, it was like a tiny bit gravelly, shaky-ish sounding, but it worked. Like, it really worked for the song, because, like, the original singer sounds like that. He has that, like, it's really good. Like, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, do you guys know this song? Am I the only one who knows?
Yes,
okay.
No, I know this song.
I've never heard this song.
I know what you're talking about.
But yeah,
about.
he has this cooking. Voice. It's like, it's really good to hear. I can't do it this time. But so, I don't know.
He
but
sounds like a rapist, apparently.
So good, because I really, there's the part when you were like, my girl's in the next room. And like, I like thought that your girl was in the next room. Like, I had this image of you, like, leaning against a door, being like, she's in there, but she's not you. And I had this, like, picture of it, and I just loved that so much. And I had that feeling throughout the whole thing, was like, you were with somebody, but you just didn't, you didn't actually feel for that person, and you felt for this other person that you really wanted to, like, be with, and that's why it was so hard to be faithful. Let's see, I said I really want to iPod this. I also want to make iPod a verb. I'm talking about this a lot, but I just really liked it. At 2:30, you had a really strainy part, and your voice kind of, like, trailed off, because you, like, strained it too much, and your voice just kind of died in you, it sounded. I wrote, ha ha ha, promoting Cover It, perhaps? Because this is, like, what you're looking for.
I didn't think about that, but probably.
Wait, I don't get the joke.
Oh, okay, so Dylan's hosting...
Because Cover It's, like, acoustic
yeah,
type of stuff.
Yeah, Dylan's hosting Cover
I get
It. Which, promoting Cover It, if you haven't auditioned, you should. And you'll do this type of stuff. Like, you'll find piano covers of songs and sing them. And, or, like, guitar covers, like, stuff like that. Yeah, I honestly, I don't really, like... the end, you sounded kind of strained as well, like, the very end, like, that last little phrase, but it worked, again, it worked for me, because you, because it just had a lot of passion in it. I don't know, I liked it a lot, so, it really hit me in a weird place, so I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, you guys can talk now that I just talked for, like, 4 minutes straight.
Yay.
I don't know, I feel like this could have sounded, like, you were singing it a little too, like, I wrote harshly, but, like, that's not, like, the right word. I thought it could have been pulled back a little more and sounded more tender or something, but if the song's about, like, not loving someone you're with, then I understand the direction you went. Mm-hmm. My only under note was, like, I liked the first half, the lower parts better than the higher parts. It was kind of like, a little too strainy. Like, it sounded... It was strainy, so... But I liked the emotion in it, like, maybe after the first high part. Like, the second high part, it got better. But it was still kind of like, I didn't really like those parts so much, but I liked the first half better. That's all I really wrote down.
So it's my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Hi, Dylan. I'm gonna critique you now, okay? Rawr!
Rawr!
Okay. So, I was glad, actually, I like that you did the piano cover of this, because I feel like I would have been scared for you if you did, like, the screamy rah 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 version, because I think you did this one really nicely. So I feel like on some parts your voice was a little shaky, and I felt like it was on the lowest low notes and, like, the higher high notes. So it's, like, when you were getting uncomfortable, I think, with the range. And then, let's see, I wrote, I like the second chorus a lot. Oh, on Rach's note about passion and then combined with Valk's note about tenderness, I actually felt like that chorus, when you started, you know, like, getting into it, I felt like there could have been even more passion, because you don't like this girl you're with, but you love this girl you're talking to, and you would do whatever you wanted to her. Like what Valk said about tenderness, I agree with that. Like, to me, it could have sounded a lot more tender and more like, I want you here, please. Come to me, phone girl who lie I'm next speaking to. Me. To. Yes, take the place of this weird lady in the next room. And then the last chorus and the last, like, phrase, like Rochelle said, I felt were kind of strained. And I think your voice might have cracked on the very last few words. Kind of hard to talk right now. I was like, what? But maybe it was just a little strainy.
I agree with you. But it was almost as though, I don't know. I kind of want to, like, ignore that just because I liked the way that it was sung.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because it was, like, the emotion, right?
I liked the emotion, but then the amount of, like, it being strained was a little too much for me.
Same. Yeah, totally. That's exactly what I was thinking. So, like, I felt like I know what you were trying to do and where you were going with this, and I do think it worked, and I did actually, I liked listening to this, but I feel like it was a little too strange for my liking on certain parts.
Yeah.
But yeah, yay, good job. I just critiqued you. Rawr.
Okay, now that we've been talking for like 8 minutes, we're done.
Okay.